Music Waste 2009 is now accepting submissions. This year's festival runs June 10th to 13th.
This summer, Music Waste will be celebrating 15 years of independence.
As the other local independent music festivals, large and small, have come and gone, Music Waste will once again highlight Vancouver's most interesting and innovative music. A testament to the strength of this musical community and the wealth of talent, Music Waste is Vancouver's independent music festival.
Submission deadline, April 15.
Please email your submissions to submissions@musicwaste.ca. And, or for more information, contact Cameron Reed by email at cameron@musicwaste.ca or visit the website at www.musicwaste.ca.
Now.
Look, I'm a delivery man making deliveries. And any static, take it up with Bleak.
Bleak, two E's, one K. Right now, I'd like to bring to the stage a fine musician. As well, a very dear friend. Please give a warm welcome to Mr. Bleak.
Yes, welcome to Exquisite Corpse Radio on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. This is Bleak in with you this evening. And tonight we're going to be starting early on the International Women's Day special programming. And so I am going to be bringing you... Hey, what's that? I'm going to be bringing you some of women in... I was wondering what to call this. Women in daring music, but it's not all music. So women in weird sounds, women in experimental in adventures. Anyway, I decided that women in daring music was going to be something. Yeah, probably the title that I want. Now, we're going to be looking at a few artists. I just got to get out something here that I wrote down. Need to find for you here. Okay. I'm going to be looking at women like Anne Laplantine, Miranda July, Laurie Anderson. We got Valet in here, Genevieve Pasquier, Ellen Alien. Got Cobra Killer and People Like Us, Tickly Feather, amongst others. So stay tuned, and we're going to be giving you a segment now. This one is kind of more experimental, some spoken word, and very oddball sort of things. Anne Laplantine is a native French woman and citizen of Berlin by choice. Belongs to the rare species of musicians who speak a unique musical language. We even venture to claim that it's a new language in the field of electronic pop music. Concerning structure and composition, Anne Laplantine's music owes more to the Baroque fugue than to the track format. And this track is Keep Me Updated by Anne Laplantine on Exquisite Corpse. Thank you.
Receive me. Hotel Voulez-Vous.
You are?
Halsey Duster.
Time is?
New Year's Eve. Hotel Voulez-Vous. I'm on the lawn behind the
meeting.
My mother, Lenora.
Checking.
Thank you.
Checking.
Really, thanks for this.
You are?
Halsey Duster.
You will?
Go back.
You will?
Go back.
You will?
Go back.
Nighttime.
Time travel.
Nightlife.
Life on high.
Humans can do.
What can humans do?
Not this.
Not humanly possible.
But possible.
Life on high.
Nightlife.
Time travel.
Nighttime.
It's possible.
Night sky.
Music starts.
Arm awakens.
Arm possession.
Night by arm.
Seeing at night.
By the night of the arm.
By the light of the sky.
It's possible.
It's possible.
Impossible. It's possible.
You will.
Go back.
You will.
Go back.
You will.
Go back.
You will.
Lunch and talk, and she says,
"Yeah, I'll be in touch. Okay,
Okay.
Awesome. Take care.
Take it easy.
See you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.
And I get up, and the phone rings again, and it's a man from Cleveland, and he says,
hey, hi. How are you? Listen, I'm doing a performance series, and I want you to do something. You know, you can make a little money. I don't know how to feel about your work, though. Well, it's not your style. It's right. But listen, this is just my opinion. Don't take it personally. I'll be in touch next week. I gotta go now, but I'll give you a call. We'll have lunch. We can discuss a few things.
I hang up, and it rings again, and I don't answer it. And I go out for a walk. They drop in at the gallery, and they say, hey, hi, how are you? Fine, you know, how's your work going? Okay, you know, it's just not like it was in the 60s. Those were the days. There's just no money around now. You know, survive, produce, stick it out. It's a jungle out there, so just keep working. And the phone rings, and she says, oh, excuse me, will you?
Hi, how are you? How's your work?
And I see Frank, and I go over to his table, and I say, hey, Frank, hi, how are you? How's your work? Good. Okay, yeah, mine's okay, too. You know, I'm broke, you know, but working. Listen, I gotta go. Okay, listen, we should really get together. Why don't you drop by sometime? Yeah, that'd be great. Listen, take care. Take it easy. I'll see ya. I'll call ya. Bye-bye. Bye now. And I go to a party, and everyone's sitting around wearing these party hats, and it's really awkward, and no one can think of anything to say. So we all move around fast. And it's, hi, how are you? Hey, listen, where have you been? Nice to see you. Sorry I didn't make your performance last week. Listen, we should really get together next week. You know, I'll call you. I'll see you. Okay, bye-bye. And I go home, and the phone rings, and it's Alan, and he says,
hey, hi.
Again, and it's Mary, and she says,
hey, Lori. Hi, how are you? Listen, just call and say hi. Yeah, don't worry, listen, just get me. I gotta go now.
and listening to Valet fading on us here. Valet is Honey Owens, and she has been an important figure in the Portland, Oregon experimental music scene for more than 10 years. Collaborating with an array of both obscure and well-known music projects, including World, Nudge, Dark Yoga, and Jackie O. M. Effer, and Honey Owens lives and works in Portland, Oregon, like I said. Track is Mystic Flood. It comes from the album Blood is Clean. And before that, Victoria Jordanova, and that was a little ambient track there. And hold on there. She is from... All right, here we go. She is from Yugoslavia and says here, seeking to recapture the spontaneity of expression that characterized her early music making. Jordanova relocated to San Francisco, where she is pursuing a career as a composer and an improviser. Melding experimental techniques and electronics with classical training, Jordanova creates graceful and surreal expressions. Before that, we heard Laurie Anderson there. A little phone conversation sort of thing. Laurie Anderson, pretty much a legend in the avant-garde art world and the New York art scene. She was born in Chicago in 1947. The track was from the New Music for Electronic and Recorded Media, Women in Electronic Music, from 1977. Laurie Anderson's New York Social Life. The second track we heard this evening was Miranda July. She was raised in Berkeley, California. She began writing plays as a kid and staging them at all ages clubs. Her videos, performances, and web-based projects have been presented at sites such as the Museum of Modern Art and Guggenheim Museum, and in 2002 and 2004, Whitney's Biennials. She wrote, directed, and starred in her first feature film, You and Me and Everyone We Know, in 2005. And what else about her here? She's kind of a Renaissance woman. She's always active and doing interesting things. We heard her track Hotel Voulez-Vous from 1 Million Hours in a Mile. Started the show with Anne Laplantine, Laplantine. Just thought I'd throw that other pronunciation out there, just in case I got it wrong. Anne Laplantine, as I like to call her. And we're going to be moving on now. Gonna track now from Adria Hughes. She's from Oklahoma. She's married to Stephen, our friend Stephen, who's in the Umbrella Noise Collective. And if the site's still up, it's umbrellanoise.com, noise with a Z. Adria Hughes is one third of the Oklahoma City-based experimental music collective known as Stephen, a family project involving herself, her husband Steve, STF, and at various times, all of their children. Stephen is the very first project from their collaborative venture known as the Umbrella Noise Collective. Instrumentation on this one, small children's guitar, harpsichord, violin, and several computer programs that mix and bend and twist the ordinary into sonic noise. Adria Hughes. Track is called Moment of Truth. From the compilation Women Take Back the Noise, which we'll be hearing more of tonight. Let's just check it out. Thank you.
going over your list. Travel? Yes.
To faraway places.
This train stops at express stations only.
Books? Yes. Pages upon pages upon pages upon upon. Nature? Yes. Music? Yes. To get lost in one note. Love? Of course, love.
Love, love, love.
I love you.
That's obvious. But you don't need these. You just need...
You're listening to 101.9 FM CITR Vancouver. It's whatever. Hip hop, R&B, jazz. It's whatever. Reggae, soul, mainstream. It's whatever. News, sports, and entertainment.
No question, the most insidious virus in the midst of this illegal downloading of music is piracy on the net.
On Sunday, March 8th, Doxer hosts a special preview screening of the documentary R.I.P. R.I.P., a remix manifesto, is an edgy exploration of copyright law's effect on the future of art and our daily activities in a world where watching YouTube and downloading music is the norm.
R.I.P. follows Girl Talk, a hip-hop DJ acknowledged by many as a lawsuit waiting to happen due to his famous mashups. The film asks us to consider a balance between artistic inspiration, sharing within a community, and copyright protection.
Yes.
Director Brett Gaylor will be in attendance via Skype.
Mm-hmm. R.I.P. is being shown at the Van City Theatre, 1181 Seymour Street, on Sunday, March 8th. Doors at 6:15, show at 7. Tickets on sale now at www.doxafestival.ca. R.I.P., a seriously entertaining and groundbreaking documentary.
Mm-hmm. This is Exquisite Corpse Radio on CITR, Vancouver. Canada's favorite radio show with DJ Bleak in with you this evening. And we are getting into the, what is it? The 8th is International Women's Day, or... something like that. How do you say that? The International Day of Women. No, it's not right either. I can't quite get it right now. And we just heard a track from Deep Wireless number 4. Deep Wireless number 4 Radio Art Compilation. Track from Katie McMurrin. Or McMurrin. Oh, I'm not feeling well tonight. And this was a piece where she says, "My hope is to express transcendence and something extraordinary, and as something that is beyond human physical experience." It is structured around a voice reading a list of activities that can be extraordinary, which are then in turn sonically described. The ultimate emphasis on the piece, though, is on silence, or the absence of anything, any physical experience. So, Katie McMurrin is a musician, composer, and recording technician currently living outside of Los Angeles. She studied music at the University of California, Berkeley, and music technology at the California Institute of the Arts. This is a compilation, though, made in Canada, part of the New Adventures in Sound Art Deep Wireless compilations, which are continuing to come out. This is number 4 from 2007. Where the heck did I get 1927? It's my fevered brain, people. I'm not feeling well. I'm feeling fevery. So if things go completely off the rails and I start talking more gibberish, then, you know, that's my excuse. I'm standing by it. we have coming up for you Tickly Feather. We're going to start another segment here with Tickly Feather, and she is Annie Sachs. She grew up in rural Virginia, but has been living in Philadelphia for 5 years now, and probably more since that was written. I don't know. She's been using her time learning to write and record her own music as part of her nights spent at home, adapting to being a single mother of a young child. Tickly Feather and the Tickly Feather CD, which was, I think just came out last year, was one of my favorites of the year. Especially this track from it we're about to hear now, called Keyboard is Drunk. And then we'll be rolling into some Cobra Killer. And we'll be hearing some Sick, in brackets, S-I-C. We'll be hearing People Like Us, and then People Like Us with Ergo Fizmiz. So that's in our next segment here, starting us off. Once again, Tickly Feather, Keyboard is Drunk, here on Exquisite Corpse Radio.
Yourself. extreme fantasy is weird. The annual Reformation was happening right here. Two of them for people who are in Birmingham. One broken tongue to find the path which the bloody spirit of promised each of us that gave it to nobody. Good morning, sir.
Wonderful and exciting place. And there are a thousand exciting things to do without experimenting with music of your own.
Thank you.
Daffodils had season flocks, middle sweet and lily stocks, gentle lupin and tall hollyhocks, roses, fox, gloves, stone drops, forget me nots in an English country
And that is People Like Us with Ergo Fizmiz. People Like Us is Vicky Bennett. People Like Us and Ergo Fizmiz recently published a new online album, which that track was from. It's called Rhapsody in Glue. Glue, mind you. A cycle of bricolage, ballet music, skewed waltzes, and skew-if pop. It says, there's a story behind every album, and with Rhapsody in Glue, it is possible to find a unique approach to constructing a record. Both long-term contributors to New York radio station WFMU, People Like Us and Ergo Fizmiz decided to publicly tear apart their retrospective practices and create an album in the open, presenting on a seafood-filled platter the process of collaborative collage composition, informally discussing and jabbering nonsense to one another, resulting in the Cod Paste free podcast series. This work is the culmination of the ideas explored in that same podcast series. The track was called Social Folk Dance from Honeysuckle Boulevard. Well, it was. It was a bonus track from Honeysuckle Boulevard online, but they put it on Rhapsody in Glue, along with a bunch of other interesting songs. We heard People Like Us before that with Music of Your Own, and just a short few seconds there from the album Thermos Explorer. Heard Sick in there, in brackets, S-I-C. She's a Montreal-based sound artist, Jen Morris, who in an issue of Vice magazine said this is about what the current wave of Montreal minimalists would think of her music. Oh yeah, they'll hate it. That's okay, though, to be honest. I'm not a big fan of a lot of the minimal tech house out right now. There's this one sound that almost everybody uses. It's like, wow. And the track was called Arturo's Dad from Sick. There. We heard Cobra Killer in there, that very lo-fi track. They are a duo, Gina V. DiOrio and Annika Trost, and they formed in Berlin, Germany in 1998 as part of Alec Empire's Empire. Alec Empire had a label called Digital Hardcore, and both were part of other bands that had signed to Alec Empire's Digital Hardcore label. Gina was in Ekater, and Annika was in Shih Tzu. Cobra Killer was arguably one of the most playful DHR bands, in contrast to the revolutionary bombast of most. And the track was called Seducer from Cobra Killer, from their self-titled release. We're finding... We started that set with Tickly Feather, who is Annie Sachs. The track was Keyboard is Drunk. And that's some info for you on what we heard in the past. And it's about 8:24 right now at studios of CITR, British Columbia, at the University of British Columbia, in the beautiful city of Vancouver. This is Exquisite Corpse Radio with your host DJ Bleak on Canada's favorite radio show. We're going to be hearing some Listen with Sarah. And Listen with Sarah is an artist that does things similar to Vicky Bennett's People Like Us stuff. Let's see if they have any more about Listen with Sarah here. Not much. Listen with Sarah. You can get more from Listen with Sarah at listenwithsarah.org or myspace.com/listenwithsarah. And here's what some people said about Listen with Sarah. Lying somewhere between the all-out plunderphonic sample madness of Cassette Boy and People Like Us and a synapse-busting bastard pop of Richard X and or Evolution Control Committee, yet retaining a sort of warmth not afforded to the aforementioned and their zany mashups. A quote from Drowned in Sound about Listen with Sarah. So let's hear the track from Listen with Sarah right now, and the track is called Mulatto. You're at Exquisite Corpse. We'll be right back. And we just heard Kendra Smith and her little EP called The Guild of the Temporal Adventurers. She Brings the Rain, the Can cover. I was going to play one of her other tracks since I played this a few weeks ago on our little reverb show. But that one came up. But it's my favorite, so Irene Moon was in there with Go Away Dreadful Creature, and that is from the Women Take Back the Noise box set, which comes in a makeup kit, rather. And very interesting packaging. It comes with its little noisemaker. You press two contacts together and it makes this squealing electronic kind of noise. Mine's a few years old now, so it's not making any noise anymore. I would probably have to put new batteries in there, which is not easy, let me tell you. But from Women Take Back the Noise, there's three discs in it. Very interesting discs, put out in part by, well, put out in full, I guess, by one of the women from Big City Orchestra, and can't find that one. There it is. And it's put out by Nina Pixie. There you go. Women Take Back the Noise compilation project. It's almost full. Almost a full 3 years into making. And three discs, like I said. One is called the Organata. And the other one, disc two, is Scheherazade. And disc three is Vociferous. We heard Vociferous and Irene Moon doing Go Away Dreadful Creature. Earlier on in the program, we heard from the disc, let me see, what was it? We heard from disc Organata with Moment of Truth by Adria Hughes. There you go. Yeah, I'm tromping my way through this show. Hey, Ben. McDonald's. And we're going to be hearing a calendar of events. That's what we're going to do. I'm having a hard time with staying well here. Kind of feverish. What's tonight? 5th? Tomorrow night we got Sed the Whale and Carqua and Lucy Idlot at Biltmore. Zeta Booth at Blim, The Sappers and A Fine Mist, and SSRIs at Gallery Lounge. And Efterklang and Peter Broderick at the Media Club all Friday night. And on Saturday, Antisocial Anniversary with Lady Hawk and Adelaide at the Biltmore, SNFU at the Cobalt, Sweet Potatoes and Lost Lovers Brigade, and Fanshawe and Roll March at Little Mountain. That's a first for me. Adjective, Twin Crystals, and The New Values at the Media Club. And that's all Saturday night. On Sunday, you got Pop Levi at the Media Club, Fujiya and Miyagi at Richards, Japan Droids and Terror Bird, and Drumheller, which is spelled Drmhllr, which I think is Drumheller, at the Biltmore. And there we are. Yeah, we should probably move into some show promos. I don't know, something like the PSAs. Let's hear some announcements, in other words, before we get back to the pre-Women's Day special here at Exquisite Corpse Radio.
Makes noise, it has some merit.
He creates this outcry, this clamor. He creates this nightmare of noise.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He's a sonic mess, basically. The discordant notes are just a hubbub, a cacophony.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He creates a disturbance because he's basically disturbed.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
Basically, this is a worthless racket. The man is mentally incompetent.
For the most ear-splitting forays into noise, prog, early industrial, no wave, plunderphonic, psych, and altogether way out sound, tune into A Noise with your host Luke Meat every Wednesday from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
Solo the guitar solo.
A Noise, music that isn't in its right mind.
Vocal solo.
AMS Connect is a brand new service that offers a variety of ways for you to get connected to your campus, your city, and your world. We provide online listings of local volunteer opportunities and internship placements that allow you to gain valuable job experience and explore your passions outside of the classroom. The Connect office also facilitates volunteer placements abroad. Do stuff, get involved. For more information, call 604-822-9268, or you can go to their website at www.ams.ubc.ca/vex.
It's all haywire. All right, we've got a segment now called Women of Underground Electro, and starting with Ellen Alien, and moving on to Genevieve Pasquier and Veda Evers with her Black Spider Clan, and that be going on now. I gotta confess that set these tracks together on my little sound editing program, and had them in my iPod, and the plug to the iPod to the board here is very touchy, and so I'm having troubles with it. So that's what's going on here. So we'll try this again. Ellen Alien, her official website, ellenalien.de, alien with two L's, I don't know. Berlin-based DJ Ellen Alien is also a producer and head of the independent label B-Pitch Control. Known for her devotion to techno, Alien has produced albums of her own work in addition to remixes of other musicians' work. This is Ellen Alien with Apparat with a track called Floating Points here at Exquisite Corpse. Thank you. Mm. That was Beta Evers and her band Black Spider Clan. Beta Evers grew up in early German, with the early German New Wave and darker side of European New Wave. In her teenage years, she played in a female New Wave punk band and had two releases. She organized parties, wrote for fanzines, collected vinyl, all those things, started labels. And she released two EPs on Commando 6, her label, and one EP on the Bunker sub-label Cream Eclipse, as well as some tracks on compilations of various labels. Together with Distronic, she has a side project called Black Spider Clan since 2002. There, Black Spider Clan was playing Living in Twilight, and that's what we heard. Genevieve Pasquier before that from the CD titled Soap Bubble Factory, and the track was Disappointed Expectations. Genevieve is a member of the now-defunct German industrial project Thorophone, and released her first work as a solo artist in 2003. On her first record, Virgin Thoughts, caused enthusiastic reactions by both listeners and reviewers, and the result was a mix of electronic post-industrial music and 80s minimal electro with a frigid but soulful voice. And Genevieve Pasquier in there started that set with Ellen Alien. And like I said, she was the head of independent label B-Pitch Control. And for more information, ellenalien.de. Alien. Ellen and Alien with two L's. Ellen, two L's. Alien, two L's. Women of Underground Electro, that segment was. We are listening to Cozy Fanny Tootie in the background here, walking all over her wonderful track. Cozy Fanny Tootie is a multimedia artist and was the co-founder of Throbbing Gristle and the industrial music scene altogether. She and her partner, Chris Carter, as well as other collaborators, worked on stuff in 1981 in the sort of cold wave electro movement, and this track is called Wired. It's also from the Women Take Back the Noise box set, or should I say makeup bag set. So there you go. We're going to be leaving you now. Thunderbird Radio Hell is on in about a minute here, so stay tuned for that. Until next week, remember, the future is bleak. Good night.